Welcome to Practice DNA, the podcast that teaches you how to set up, build, and run your own practice. Sponsored by Icon Practice Practice Management Software, get anywhere access to your system while saving thousands in upfront costs. Visit iconpractice.com now.
Hi, welcome to the fourth episode of Practice DNA, the podcast that focuses on helping you set up and build your own practice. I'm Matthew Holmes and I'm your host. Welcome back. Hopefully we haven't put you off after the last episode. In that episode, we talked about the eight reasons why you wouldn't want to start your own practice. Now, assuming you've listened to that and you've decided that, yes, I still want to go ahead, what we need to now start looking at is how you're going to set up this practice, how you're going to focus it. You've got to choose your area and look at the particular type of practice that you want to be developing. Now, you might want to think that, okay, I need to start doing things like choosing premises and running off, getting letterhead developed, et cetera, et cetera. In actual fact, if you take a little bit of time now to do a little bit of forward planning, you can save yourself quite a few headaches later on. So what I'd like you to do is I'd really like you to consider starting to look at whether or not you want to set up a targeted practice versus a non-targeted practice. That is, do you really want to focus on a specific area of practice or a specific niche, or should it be more of a general style of practice? Now, your niches may well be natural treatments of fertility disorders, things like headaches, sports injuries in marathon runners, etc. And the more specific the niche that you have, the easier it's going to be for you to identify your target base, and therefore it's potentially going to be easier to reach that patient base. Now, this means that your advertising and your marketing could be much more focused than it otherwise would be, and correspondingly, that tends to make it much more cost-effective. Now, the downside of that is that you're going to potentially limit your patient base or patient numbers that you're going to get into the clinic. If you focus on one specific area of practice, then your practice name and your practice marketing should reflect this. So if for me, I live in Melbourne. If I was to look at running a fertility clinic, I would perhaps look at calling it something like Melbourne Natural Fertility Clinic. Or if I was doing headaches, I might say the Melbourne Headache Centre or something like that. Now, the advantage of this is that it very clearly tells your patients what you're about and what the clinic is about. However, this isn't suitable, obviously, if you have a more general practice or if your practice is going to focus on several small niches. You may want to focus on several niches if the target niche that you have is too small to sustain a practice. So you may decide to spread your focus, or you may decide that, you know, I'm going to get bored just looking at one particular niche or one particular area. And so you can direct yourself into several different areas just to give yourself that variety. Now, when you're naming the practice, though, however, when you're dealing with several niches, it can be a little bit problematic. You've got to decide whether or not you're going to have several different trading names, such as if I was doing both fertility and headaches, I might have the Melbourne Fertility Centre, but I may also have the Melbourne Headache Centre. Now, this becomes quite difficult when you're going to start doing things like answering phones and so on. You're going to have multiple lines per practice, that's possible. But really, if it's just you starting out or if you've got one receptionist, that's not going to be a feasible option. So you may well decide that you're going to have a more general practice name and then tailor your marketing message to suit the particular targeted area or targeted niche that you're going after. Logistically, this is much easier to achieve in your practice. However, if you want to run a sort of more general style of practice that deals with a multitude of disorders, your trading name should obviously reflect this. Originally, before I began focusing on balance disorders and headache in my practice was called Back in Action Chiropractic Wellness Centre, which just from that title, you can kind of guess that it's going to be a very general practice, and that's what it was. However, if you are still going for a general type of practice, you really need to look at, well, how can I target some specific areas and work out what are my ideal patients? Because you can still use the advantages of niche marketing, even though you may have a general sort of style of practice. So if I was going to have a practice which treated families, including pediatric cases, then I would start to look at Well, what sort of publications do they read? You know, particularly local publications. Advertising in local publications is going to be much more cost effective. It's going to make a lot more sense to do that as well. There's really no point in advertising in national magazines, apart from the fact that the cost would be very prohibitive. The actual chances of somebody being within your catchment area are close to zero. So you really want to be looking at local publications. You also might want to look at who your particular case ideal target would be talking to. So in this case with the paediatric, you might look at, are they talking at maternal and health child nurses, maternal and child health nurses. For people who are in Victoria, I know in the UK they call the same thing health visitors, and other professionals that deal with this particular demographic that you're going to be dealing with. So you might want to look at actually networking with these other professionals, getting in contact with them, introducing yourself, explaining what it is, how you go about treating these particular conditions. Try and go fairly prepared with a bit of research and so on as well if you can. And that will help them take you a little bit more seriously. You might also want to look at where your particular demographic is going to meet. So things like play groups, kindergartens, coffee shops, play centres, all these type of places if we were dealing with the families and paediatric type of base. So you could contact the type of places where they meet and see if you can advertise in them, whether it would be just leaving some flyers or business cards, or whether you can do things like putting posters on the wall. You may even be able to do some joint ventures where you could perhaps set up some screening booths. If it was somewhere like a play centre, they may be willing to hire you a little bit of space for a while and you could do some free screening for kids' postures, etc. And so on and so forth like that. And so this is how you can sit down and you actually work out how you're going to go about targeting your particular niche. Now, you want to repeat this process for as many or as few groups as you want to be part of your practice. And so once you do this, you then have a method for reaching your target audience. One thing you shouldn't do is you shouldn't just try to reach everybody. That's really not very conducive to cost-effective marketing, basically. Non-specific brand-based advertising works well if you're something like Coca-Cola or you have millions of dollars to spend on advertising, but it really does not work very well at all for small businesses with small marketing budgets. You need to be very targeted and you need to also measure your results. And we'll be talking about discussing results in an upcoming podcast as well. Now, once you've sort of decided what type of practice you want, whether that be focused or general, you have an idea then about what targets you can use and how the information, you know, how you're likely to get hold of those targets, etc. You can then sort of start to make some other decisions on that basis. So you can start thinking about, well, where should I have my clinic? If it's a general practice, you may want to locate it. You could locate it just about anywhere, but you may perhaps look at somewhere like a GP surgery, though you're going to have to then weigh up whether or not a GP surgery is the best place if you have a fairly, alternative health point of view, which you may end up clashing with those practitioners, and that could cause some difficulty within your practice. And so if that was your perspective, you may want to look at seeing if you can rent some space in an existing alternative health practice or even get your own premises. If it was a general type premises, you might want to look at somewhere like a very high traffic area, so like in a main shopping strip or in a shopping centre. You're going to pay a lot more in rent for those types of places, but you're also going to get a lot more sort of passing traffic, which for a general practice could be very important. However, if you have the type of practice that's going to be looking, say for example, something like sports practice, you may want to look at things like seeing if you can get some consulting rooms inside a local gym or inside a local sports club. The rent for places like that is likely to be much less than say on the high street or main road, and you're also likely to get very good access to your target base. So if you've got that type of information, it can make life quite a lot easier for you. You can also look at what style of branding you would use. So if you were going to go after sports people, you can design a logo specifically that's going to appeal to those. It's going to be much easier for your designer to come up with colour schemes and so on if you're very clear about the sort of group that you're trying to reach as part of that, as part of your overall approach. So hopefully from this we've highlighted that it really does pay to take some time to just sort of sit down and work out what exactly you're going to do, first of all. You know, what type of practice would you like to have? It can make it much easier to then target your marketing. You can choose your business name much more effectively. You can choose your practice location. You can design your stationery, all sorts of other stuff much more easily once you actually have this sort of target market, I suppose, down pat. So take a bit of time doing that. What we're going to do is I'm going to put up on, as for those people who've subscribed to the podcast, I'm going to put up a little marketing template whereby you can outline particular groups that you think would be good to, or particular problems that you'd like to be treating. And then you can work out how you're going to go about getting those. You can set up some goals, set up some approaches to actually go ahead and do that. So we'll be sending that out to all the people who've subscribed to our podcast. So head on over to practicedna.com. There's a little email sign up box there and you'll get advanced notification of any upcoming episodes. You'll also get access to transcripts for this podcast. And like we said, we'll get little extra bonuses such as this one where we're going to send out this sort of marketing template to help you get started. So hopefully you found that interesting. Pop along to the website as well, leave us a comment, or you go to the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/practicedna. Leave some comments there. If you've got any questions, stuff that you'd like me to go into in greater detail, or stuff that I haven't touched on in this podcast, you know, you want us to go over in future episodes, please do leave a message. I'd love to hear from you. So thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to visit practicedna.com and sign up to receive full transcripts of the episodes, as well as other special subscriber-only resources.